Hey, Val. Which one did you pick today? We've got some What Would You Do's.
I know. We have a lot of really nice ones.
So I picked kind of a more lighthearted one.
Yeah, sometimes they get heavy.
They do.
But that is life.
It is true.
So we're happy we can give advice to our friends.
Exactly. But life is also, sometimes you're just like, what do I do about this random, you know, like, thing, so.
And I should put the caveat out there. Like, we're your friends.
Yeah.
We are not your counselors, nor are we professionals in that regard.
But I did stay at a Quality Inn last night. Or what is the...
What? I love it so much.
Yeah. All right. Here we go, boys and girls. Dear my perfect romance, I need some advice about a neighbor who seems genuinely nice, but whose attempts at flirting have gone from flattering to awkward. Enough that I suddenly find myself checking the peephole before taking out the recycling.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I wonder age. I'm just curious.
Well, I don't have that in here. We'll see. I don't think
because I'm like, you've got your dirty old man next door.
Oh my gosh.
And then you've got your like creepy, like married neighbor. And then you've got your like clueless teenage.
Is this the 12-year-old boy or 14-year-old boy next door who has a crush on the 22-year-old
school teacher?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah. So let's find out what the jam is. When we first met, I thought they were just very friendly. Then the compliments started. They always seem to have one ready, even if I'm wearing old sweatpants and carrying groceries. Apparently, I brighten the whole block.
Oh,
that's really kind of nice.
Yeah. She's like, that's not creepy.
No. But she goes, which is sweet. But I'm pretty sure that's just the porch light. Then came the little gesture. So I think that what she's saying is like, it's kind of started small. So I was like, whatever, that's not a big deal. So then came the little gestures. They started bringing over extra cookies they accidentally baked too many of, which I do that for, like, my neighbors.
Heck yeah, we do that.
Yeah, leaving notes with smiley faces attached to tomatoes from their garden.
Again, check, do all that.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay. Are you sending this to me?
Is it just you or is it all of the neighbors? Like, how friendly is this individual?
That's a really good point.
Don't know.
Okay. And somehow appearing outside whenever I happen to be watering plants or bringing in the mail. I'm beginning to suspect they have a sixth sense for the sound of my front door. Okay, now I have...
Maybe they're outside a lot. Maybe they're gardening all the time.
That's true.
Maybe they're... who knows? There are people that love to be outside all the time.
That's true. And, you know, and I hate to say it, there are some... You know, sometimes you get people who are just at a point where they don't have a lot of other people that they contact. You know, they don't make contact with people. So they're just like, they're not trying to flirt with you. They're just trying to have a human connection.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's just see. I mean, we're going to get more.
Okay. So far, let's recap. She's brightens the whole block.
Mm-hmm.
He brings her extra cookies.
And tomatoes.
Puts smiley faces on notes with tomatoes.
And he always comes out when she's in her yard. He always like comes out and talks to her.
Okay. I don't think that's odd. Like, if I come outside and someone's already outside, I chat.
I always chat with them, too. In fact, I'd be kind of like, you didn't even acknowledge me. Like,
right.
If they want to have a 30-minute conversation with you every time, then that's annoying.
Yeah. It's fine to just say, hey, how's it going?
Like, exactly.
What's the extent of the chat?
That's true. The funniest and most uncomfortable moment happened when they spotted me walking to my car and hurried over, slightly out of breath, just to tell me they had heard our song on the radio.
Okay, that just got weird.
That got weird. And she's like,
song? What does that mean?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I hear you, girl. I had no idea we had a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's just...
In fact, I wasn't even aware we had a... Yeah, okay.
Okay, up until that point, I was like, that's fine.
That's just kind of normal.
It's normal, neighborly, like...
But now it's starting, like, it's growing. And I think that's what she's saying.
Song. I'm trying to think. Like,
so I have one
that I play when I sneak into your room at night and watch you sleep.
Oh, God. I knew it.
I have a lot to say about this, but I want... Before I say anything, I want to hear what...
Okay. They are kind, respectful, and I don't think they mean to make me uncomfortable, but the constant attention and obvious flirting are becoming difficult to ignore. So I think she's just trying, I think there's obvious flirting.
And to her, it really feels flirtatious.
Yeah. And I'm worried that saying nothing is only encouraging them. Okay, so I think that
running over breathless.
Yeah.
Our song
is playing. I can get that. She's like, and it sounds like this is something that's is growing, not, you know, not, she's like,
have you ever experienced something like that?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you that. I need to hear this.
How do I kindly but clearly explain that I'm not romantically interested without making things awkward every time we pass each other at the mailbox? Mm-hmm. Seeking friendly boundaries.
Okay, no. So this is my experience.
Okay.
And this is what I have to say about it. Okay. I had a gentleman.
Right.
Coming into the salon.
I remember this.
That's exactly.
I did his hair a couple of times and didn't see him for a long time. And then like 2 years later, he just is like walking by and he's like stopped in to say hi. After that, he started bringing donuts for everybody in the salon, flowers for me once in a while, just because he was coming by and, you know, like maybe he was at
the store. I can see the donuts for everyone, but the flowers for an individual says something different.
What kind of flowers? I mean, even
does it matter?
It doesnn't really matter.
I mean, it's an individual. Like this one is geared directly to you.
Hey, I mean, it's for you girls.
And it started small, but just kept escalating. And then he would vie for my time in the salon while I was doing appointments. Yeah. And it started to feel, I just couldn't. So here's the problem is we as women, I think, have a tendency to
accommodate.
No, we want to make things okay. Like in our brain, we're like, so what I was saying to myself is maybe he doesn't have social boundaries. You know, maybe there's something wrong because like he's really nice.
Yes.
I'm trying to feel like, is he weird? Is he a stalker?
Yeah.
I can't decide.
Yeah.
And so you make excuses for bad behavior.
And you let the behavior continue.
It was like the behavior absolutely is not okay.
But then you're encouraging it. So that's kind of like what she's saying is like not shutting it down to some extent.
You don't say no. So
the answer must be yes. Mm-hmm.
So what I finally, you know.
I'm curious. Did you ever say, thank you, I really appreciate these. That made my day.
I said, thanks for the donuts. You know, like just, you know, I wasn't like overly like, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. Thank you for the donuts.
Yeah.
Like if it was a reciprocal thing, like you would be like overly enthusiastic.
I'm like, oh, hey, thanks. Yeah. That was nice of you to think of us and bring the donuts or the nice flowers. Thank you. You know,
but that would be a good way to do that though. Like, hey, we all appreciated these flowers so much. Thank you for bringing them to us.
Well, I mean, like everybody would, like when it was for everybody, people would be like, hey, thanks for the donuts, whatever.
I think even if it wasn't meant for everybody, I would like turn it into that.
That the flowers were
well,
for everyone.
Here's, it doesn't matter because it's just not okay.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Yeah.
And what I finally, it was uncomfortable for everybody. Like my client, me, the girls in the salon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I finally said to him, because I didn't want to be mean. I don't want to, you know, like
a
her. She's like, he's my neighbor. I don't want to. So how do I do it? So I said, you know, thank you. You know, like it's making my clients nervous when you come in because, you know, they like to come and have their time with me. And they're not looking their best because they're having their hair done. Mm-hmm. And people don't appreciate you being there. So it makes people nervous and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So if you say hi, just, you know, wave, you know, I was like actually discouraging him from coming into the salon.
Exactly.
But I wasn't discouraging everything, you know.
Because you're like,
I wanted
say
to be
hi,
nice.
Say hi. Yeah.
Yeah. But I, you know, you just... It's making everybody uncomfortable for you coming into the salon.
Yes.
So then
instead he's like, well then
bring things and stop in, sit on the couch, wait for me to be done with the client to talk.
Oh wow.
But everybody still sees him there and is like, now we're just really uncomfortable.
Yes.
Still not helpful.
Yeah. So finally it came to a point where it just I wrote him a, because he also brought me like a resume to give to my single clients. So it had like all about him, you know,
again,
seemed like a nice guy, right? He had like a resume and
to date.
Yes.
Like a dating resume?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He wanted to use you as a matchmaker for the pretty girls that come to your shop and date you.
Yes. Even though I was married. So there was a phone number. So I sent him a text just saying,
and he
knew
you were married.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I'd marry kids, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like friendly with him. you know, friends.
Sometimes like, people mistake friendliness as flirtatious.
That's very true.
Well,
and I think it's just based on how their feelings are.
Sure.
Not you. You're just being a normal, nice, kind human, but any kind of attention sometimes can be considered.
It's a thing with someone like that. Sexual. Is it? You just have to be blunt.
Yeah.
There was no like, if you want to say hi, just stop by and wave. No, it was, you are no longer welcome in the salon.
Interesting.
It turns out, one of the stylists and I went to this police station to kind of report it as well. Mm. He's done this to multiple women in town.
Wow.
Not just me. Okay. And he has an order against him with a few women. To trespass.
Okay.
So here's my advice to this woman, because I think we all, as women, are trained to be nice. And I feel like she has inside her something that's saying,
this is not okay.
It's weird. Oh, but he's so
nice.
That's
your instinct, and you shouldn't ignore it, right?
No, you shouldn't. And so she has to be blunt.
Yeah.
And let him know that he is not welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Period.
Yeah.
And it might be uncomfortable, but I think he will keep if she's like nice and says, well, you know, I don't know what she would say nicely, but I just think it's like, it's black and white with these people.
If it feels uncomfortable to you,
then
what do you get from continuing the relationship?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just a simple. Yeah, I think you're right. Just simple.
It sounds like he's more annoying to her than anything. So here's the challenge, though. She's not gaining anything from this.
They are neighbors.
Doesn't matter.
It is hard, like, to, like, have a restraining order against somebody that, like, is legally allowed to be, like, in this space near you. Like,
she doesn't need to have a restraining
order. Not a restraining order, but, like, just like a...
Yeah.
It's just tricky.
She's just going to have to say something like, hey, maybe I just don't want to be neighborly. You know, I want to be quiet. I want my own space. And I would prefer you not to. I mean, she can be fairly nice, but
I wonder if you wear headphones, noise canceling headphones.
And just straight up ignore.
And just straight up ignore him. Like, if you just wear noise canceling headphones just for like a month, just to see if
it won't work. No, this guy is going to just
keep doing it.
So that's what I mean is you have to be.
It's kind of like self-defense.
She's going to have to say something.
Well, you also might want to hear what's going on around you.
Yeah, that's true.
I am not interested. I'm fairly, she could just say, I am a recluse and I don't want to have a relationship with you. Or something like
I had an experience and it was like, I don't know, at work. And I was very straightforward and blunt the whole time. Like I can't go out with you because I am married with children. So stop asking.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter. And he was flirty, not just with me, with everyone. Super, like, he was a player. He was really cute. He knew it. He could, everybody.
Like, you might change your mind if you guys get in a fight.
Right. Who knows what he was thinking, but it was, like, constant, nonstop. And it was just like, no, 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 no. And I think he really tried to pull one on me. And I, like, physically was like, no. He quit the next day.
Nice.
And so I didn't have to deal with that anymore, but I was like consistently blunt and consistent. I felt like it was pretty consistent, but also like, but I'm also generally a nice person. So maybe it didn't come across, but there I go again, making excuses as a woman.
Insane.
When I felt like the words coming out of my mouth were very clear.
Well, why do we have to be nice? Why do we always, can't we just be neutral?
So I think for us, let's come up with like something that she could possibly say to this person that would make her feel something comfortable for her to say, which is very blunt. So, you know, next time he approaches her with whatever, she could say, look, I'm not interested in even a neighborly relationship with you. I mean, and you want it like the
apologies.
Thing is, exactly, because you want to say,
apologies.
I'm sorry.
First
I don't
of all,
want to, yes.
Because initially, the very first thing that comes to my mind is, I'm so sorry, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No need for any apologies.
That's true.
Number one, don't even open that. Just be very clear.
Just need to explain herself or anything. Say, I'm just not interested in having a neighborly relationship with you. I don't know what else you could say. Maybe,
and maybe you need to lay out specifically, please do not contact me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I do not want gifts.
Yeah. Maybe she could say, it makes me uncomfortable when you do A, B, and C.
And then, so not only are you, when you set boundaries, sometimes you have to say, these are the consequences for these boundaries.
You say,
so
yeah. Like,
you know, if it continues, I'm going to need to have to contact the authorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And I think that that's the thing. Just say.
Feels so over the top.
Does
but it does that makes me uncomfortable to think that that is extreme.
Well, maybe she could say that like the second time, like, yeah, she could just lay it out. So, like, I'm not interested in having a neighborly relationship, these things make me uncomfortable.
Please stop doing that. And then, if it's ignored, then you might need to say again,
I'm not interested in having a neighborly relationship because A, B, and C end it. And if you continue, I will have to.
Contact authorities. Mm-hmm. And if it continues, then guess what? You contact authorities.
And it's so hard to say this, but she will be doing herself a favor.
Yeah.
I mean, I went months with this, and I wasn't blunt enough, and I should have been.
And being uncomfortable. And everyone else uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he probably needs some guidance, some coaching of some sort. Mm-hmm. Himself.
Like, I mean, is he like, oh, this is what they do in the romance novels. This is what she's going to love. But, you know, no, it comes off creepy.
Well, especially when it's like, this isn't appropriate. I told you that I'm married. I'm not interested in any kind of a relationship with you.
And when you start making excuses for somebody else's behavior, that's not good either.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, he's nice. I mean, maybe he just doesn't get social cues. That's what I kept saying. Maybe he just doesn't understand social.
Clearly not.
And here's the other thing, too.
But that's not your problem.
No, yeah.
And there's nothing you can do to fix that. Mm-hmm. He needs to see professional guidance on that. Because there are people that will work with you on how to have appropriate social interactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
true.
And that's what you should be seeking.
And that's not necessarily your neighbor's job to provide that service for you.
No.
Yeah. So if you're that person, perhaps, and you are getting that kind of feedback, like, maybe look into some.
It was triggering when you were reading that, it was real triggering for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, this sounds so familiar. That's why I was holding my tongue until the end. I'm like, I think this is sounding.
I mean, there's been a couple of them like that, you know, in different circumstances. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, it's never fun.
No. Yeah.
For either person, actually.
So
probably frustrating
and
for
maybe,
them.
You know, if it makes you feel better, have a friend there with you when you're going to talk to him about this. You know, like,
that's 4C, probably a good idea.
4C, like, with the times he's usually coming over, obviously, whenever you open the door, have a friend. Yeah, right. Say, tomorrow I'm going to talk to this guy, and Joan, my friend, will you be there with me?
Because then that'll also help you not pick yourself apart for saying, oh my God, I was such a bitch. I came across too harsh. I did this.
Right.
Because your friend will go, no.
You were fine.
You were at the right level for the creep factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I'm so sorry. That's a tough one
harsh.
To do, but you got it. You got this.
We believe.
Yeah.
Boundaries. Set them.
Have a friend there with you, I think, for sure.
Yes.
All right. Well,
thanks, you guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, send us in your what would you do. Go check out myperfectromance.com with all the W's in front first. And ask us what would you do. There's a little button. You just click and then ask away.
And voila.
Yep. And until then,
keep on
believing.
Keep on romancing.
The perfect romance.
You got it. All right. Good night, you guys.
Okay.